Stel, er is brand bij je thuis. Weet iedereen wat ze moeten doen? In de zomer ligt het brandgevaar overal op de loer op dit continent. Vanaf het begin van december is het al extreem warm weer geweest in verschillende delen van Australië. Olga Klepova van het Russische radioprogramma van SBS sprak met de brandweer en de reddingsdiensten. Als je huis in brand staat, kan dat slecht aflopen voor de bewoners. Elk jaar komen rond 50 mensen om bij brand thuis. En lopen meer dan 1000 mensen ernstige brandwonden op, volgens de Fire Protection Association Australia. De New South Wales Brandweer en Reddingsdienst is een van de grootste stadsdiensten ter wereld. De gemeentelijke coördinator van de Veiligheidsdienst, David Weir, zegt dat wanneer Engels niet je moerstaal is, het soms moeilijk kan zijn om goed uit te leggen wat het probleem is.
There is an ongoing language barrier. We're very aware of that. So we have developed close partnerships with the service providers and also the key stakeholders around the state. To ensure that if we require any persons to assist us to speak with or to communicate with a new arrival or a new and emerging community or a transient student, international students, we have that capability to call them and have a three-way conversation over the phone.
Niet iedereen belt meteen de brandweer bij brand omdat ze denken dat het geld kost of ze zijn achterdochtig en willen liever geen vreemden op het erf, zegt David Weir.
A lot of the Asian communities upon arrival in Australia were very unaware that we were not associated with the military because of our uniform, which can sometimes look like the military or the police. And unfortunately, some of the fire services were quite aggressive with the persons who were having an incident or needed assistance, and they were associated with the military. They believe that it might be a cost of some type, which there is not. And they're quite reluctant to call the fire services, putting themselves at great risk and their families. There's been several instances where I have been notified by station officers and crews in regards to not being allowed to access the property. Under the Fire Act of Australia, we are obliged, if there is a fire call, to act and respond accordingly and support the persons of need.
Bijna de helft van alle branden begint in de keuken tijdens het voorbereiden van de avondmaaltijd tussen 5 en 7 uur 's avonds. David Weir.
We dealt with a particular family, a Sudanese family, who settled in the Wagga district, and unfortunately, through unsafe practices, they burnt the first house that they were living in down. They relocated to another property, and unfortunately, they lost that property also. They were able to nut the problem out. And sort out what they were doing wrong. The unsafe cooking practices was one element, but also cooking in different areas of the house, which were unsafe also.
Een kleine brand veroorzaakt door olie, bijvoorbeeld door oliebollen te bakken, kan snel op het hele fornuis overslaan. David Weir zegt, je eerste reactie is meestal de brand met water blussen. Maar gooi nooit water op olie. Probeer de brand in plaats daarvan in te perken.
50% of our fires across the state occur from the kitchen area. So we ask the new arrivals, also humanitarian entrants, to be very, very, very aware of the dangers they put themselves in the kitchen area. And we ask them to have a working smoke alarm in the premises. We also ask them to have an evacuation plan, a home escape plan in place. So if an incident does arise or a fire does occur in the kitchen area, to isolate that area, close the doors, leave the area, and exit outside and call the emergency services, the fire rescue, on 000.
David zegt, het is altijd verstandig een branddekentje bij de hand te hebben.
A fire blanket is a fire safety medium that can be utilized on a small pot fire or a small fire around the house. An extinguisher can be utilized for a bit larger fire, but not too large, and they can extinguish it quite safely. If they are not confident to use these mediums, we advise the community to evacuate the premises, compartmentize, close the door so the fire does not spread too far, and call 000 and get us on the road for assistance.
Monteer ook dicht bij het plafond een rookalarm, waardoor je door middel van een luid en hoog geluid wordt gewaarschuwd als er rookontwikkeling in het huis ontstaat. De Metropolitan Fire Brigade Victoria zegt dat zonder een werkend rookalarm je 4 keer meer kans maakt bij een huisbrand om te komen. In New South Wales hebben 94% van alle huizen een rookalarm. Maar de overgebleven 6% zorgt voor bijna de helft van het werk van de brandweer. David Weir zegt, iedereen zou moeten controleren of ze een rookalarm hebben en of die ook werkt, want de batterij moet ieder jaar vervangen worden.
Sinds May 2006 in New South Wales, smoke alarms are legal. They're law. So you must have a working smoke alarm in the property that you reside. If the persons are renting, it is the landlord's responsibility. The maintenance of the smoke alarm is the occupant's, the tenant's. So they must understand when they first arrive here in Australia, once they settle into a new residence, the smoke alarm should be there and it should be working to save them or their families if an incident occurs. Give them that early warning.
David Weir heeft enkele tips voor het voorkomen van een brand.
Always keep an eye on your cooking. Never leave it unattended. In winter, which is our most dangerous period, do not overload electrical circuits. Also with heating appliances, make sure you have at least a distance of 1 meter from the heater. If you've also got candles within your household, please ensure you blow them out when you leave the premises or when you leave the room so that if a candle does fall over, it won't ignite. Also, to ensure that you have at least one working smoke alarm, an operating home escape plan.
Vergeet niet dan in het geval van brand het 3x0 te bellen, 000.
If you cannot call and speak in a particular language, to call 000 and just say the word fire, and we'll be able to locate you and respond accordingly to your requirement.
Voor meer informatie ga naar de website van je lokale brandweerdienst of de federale overheid www.fire.nsw.gov.au.